Hallelujah.
Amen.
Tomorrow will be the final day of the year. I know that some of us have been preparing, some may be on a retreat and all that. I know we've been praying. Can we just take 2 more minutes to pray in the spirit? Just prayer in the spirit. Wherever you are, just pray in the spirit. I know we've been praying, but let's just pray 2 more minutes. 2 more minutes. 2 more minutes. Lebrata kete lebrata gazinza prata la parata kusendra la bakasi zeprede abosh. Likata rata badarada bashunda lebrete gazinza prata kete lebrata balakadia. In the farate sandra la bashindra lebeke sinza prada la prada bosh. In the pranda la prata kasunda la pratico zunda prateke din prata validios. La protos me le predes ne pratico zizia. Le findo pratike zunda la prada. Bushete le prada. Le prateke sinza prata ka le paradia bosh. La furite la prata lebeke sinza prata bosh. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' most precious name we have prayed. Heavenly Father, we thank you once again. We ask that you move in your grace. Let your power, your presence, and your spirit manifest mightily in our midst. To the praise and glory of your name. In Jesus' most precious name we have prayed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I welcome everyone tonight, and I want us to know that whatever time we are investing to be here tonight, that it will profit us by the end tonight. Also, yesterday we announced that for those who may be running on a critical data, that is, at any moment from now, your data may cut you off the meeting. There is so much data that has been made available for tonight. So, a number will be dropped right now on the platform. If your data is low and you need data top up, just send your number to the WhatsApp number that is being dropped right now on the channel, and data will be sent to you. There's data available for this meeting. So, you can take advantage of that provision. Praise the Lord. Yesterday we began to share the word of God as it pertains to this season. And we looked at what was captioned the age called wisdom. The age called wisdom. And we told us that that revelation and insights was documented in October of 2023. Before we had the convergence in December, that is December of 2023. But it is only at this point now that the directive to unveil that word was given. And we said that according to that word that came, that we are entering and we have approached into an age that is named wisdom. And yesterday we took out the time to explain to us the significance of a name. We told us that a naming or naming is part of the creative process, because by naming you define the entity. Romans chapter 4 verse 17 says that even God who quickeneth the dead and calleth those things that be not. He calleth those things that be not. We show to us that this same word that was used when the scripture says he calleth those things is the same word that was used when the angel said to Mary that you shall call his name Jesus. And of course, Jesus means Savior. He said, you shall call his name Jesus because he will save. The name defines the entity. So the Apostle Paul teaches us, and the scripture revealed that God calls those things that be not. That is, he names them. Showing to us that the process of naming or the act of naming is part of creating. The Bible says, and the light he called day. That is, from the beginning, God had already started naming the things he was making now. Remember, we said that naming is an invention of God. Nobody created naming. God invented the act of naming. So he said he called the light, day, separated the light from the darkness. And so he began that naming process. Even God that quickened the dead and called, naming those things that be not. That is, they are non-existent entities. But in the process of trying to bring them into existence, he gives them a name. He calls them. And so, naming is part of creating. You can't create without naming. That is why at the end of creation, God will complete, perfect his creation by naming it, because the objective of a name is to define, to give details. Are we together? In the famous encounter of Jacob with God, then they asked him, he said, what is your name? That is, what are you about? What are you not? Because we say to define is to clearly state what a thing is and what a thing is not. To clearly state what a thing is and what a thing is not. So the angel asked him, what is your name? How have you been created? What defines you summarily? What is this thing about? And he said, my name is Jacob. And he said, no, your name shall no longer be called Jacob. Why? Because you are about to be changed. God is about to change your destiny. God is about to change everything about you. So the identity you bear through the instrument of naming or a name has to be altered. He said, your name shall now be called Israel. And he went further to define it. He said, because as a prince, you have power with God and with men. Therefore, you have prevailed. Israel means God's prince. So, the naming process is the creative process. And so, when the word of God comes and says, the age shall be called wisdom, it means that God has structured a creative arrangement already. Please pay attention, because you are receiving a timely and a sensitive word that was revealed before now, but now is now being made manifest. Are we together tonight? Father, we give you praise. Calibrato Shanda La Badakadias. Emmy, we are together tonight, right?
Yes, sir.
Glory to God. Mashekatelebekatekesekatelebek. Tonight, I want to carry us on a journey to understand the concept and the few things. Remember, we are looking at the age called wisdom. And this is more like the second part, or it further exploration. Last year, right, after we had received the word on the oikonomia, like we started to talk about yesterday, so we were all right, let's proceed into waiting on the Lord to find out what is the word for the year. And we're just waiting and trusting on God. That was December last year. And then God, the word of God came to us and said, we are in the era or the logos. How many of us remember that? And we're like, the logos. And he said, we have entered into a creative disposition in God. He said, okay. He said, this is a new era and it's a creative disposition because the future is being created. But once and again, the future is created through the instrument of the word of God. And so this era is an era of the activity of the logos. Which, when we called for the assembly that happened in July, the assembly of wisdom, the theme of that assembly was the era of the logos, the word that came, understanding the logos, and then the mystery of the logos. Why? Because the creative capacity of God is contained within the person of the logos. The Bible says, in the beginning was the logos. In the beginning was the logos. And the logos was with God, and the logos was God. And without him was not anything made that was made. And through that we realize that the creative ability and capacity of God is contained within the personality of the logos. We are not looking at the logos as a word or a writing again, because the weight of the revelation of scriptures when he talks about the logos is overwhelming and supersedes that understanding. Because the Bible revealed that the logos was made flesh. So we can see that we are not just talking about a written document. We are talking about a person. Because it uses the word clearly that it was the logos that was made flesh and dwelt amongst men. And it was through the logos that everything that was created. And it went further to establish that without him was nothing made that was made. That means nothing that is in existence today exists outside of the will of the logos. Clearly, that word is contained in those scripts that you have stepped into a creative era. And if you were in that assembly, we took our time the second day of the assembly where we talked about understanding the logos. We revealed the logos through scripture as the person of God. And the revelation of the Elohim as contained in that scripture. Are we listening?
Yes,
you have stepped into a creative era. And now, backdate a little bit. But before that word was given in December, November into December, there was already a word in October that says there is an age coming called wisdom. If the unveiling is becoming complex in your mind, pray in tongues a little bit where you are. Because you will realize that the word is bearing witness with each other. Thank you, mighty God. In Jesus' most precious name, we have prayed. Thank you, Adonai. Listen. Remember yesterday we talked about the ministry and the assignment of the apostle. That's the Apostle Paul. As a matter of fact, we have shown that the word, the age called wisdom,
and that you have entered, you are in an age, you have entered into an age that is called wisdom, was delivered through the prophetic scripture and the writing of the apostle when he said that I was made to be a diakonos or a minister according to the oikonomia which was given to me by God. We showed from Colossians chapter 1 verse 17, 18 and in Ephesians chapter 3 from verse 4 all the way to 5, 6, 7, 8. You will see the apostle consistently reveals that his assignment and his calling as an apostle is proceeding from an oikonomia that exists in heaven. He calls it the stewardship. He refers to it as a dispensation. He says, if you Gentiles have heard of the dispensation of grace that was given to me. Now, when you pay attention to that word, like we said, he is consistent on that choice of word. He calls it an oikonomia. Oikonomia is where you get the word economy. It talks about a scheme and a system. What he is revealing is that there was a scheme and a system, an institution in heaven, according to the counsel of the Elohim, that necessitated my call as a minister. And what was that? It was that the Gentiles will receive salvation. We receive the word of God. Because like we pointed out for us through scriptures, that from Acts chapter 1 to 10, the disciples were only ministering to the Jews. If you read the story of Cornelius, you realize that after Peter had preached to Cornelius and he went back to the church, they were angry with him. And some said, you have fellowship with the Gentiles and you have taken the message of the salvation to the Gentiles. And when he properly narrated the event, they realized, okay, the hand of God is here. But it wasn't given to Peter, as it were, to be the apostle to the Gentiles. The age and the season in God where that purpose and that scheme will begin to find expression was yet to come. When it did come, an apostle will be given an appointment. That was Paul's calling. If you read his testimony in the book of Galatians chapter 2, you will hear where he said that when he went to the church in Jerusalem and they perceived that they work the apostolic effect or the apostolic working of God in Peter according to the Jews was also a work in him, but according to the Gentiles. They were all apostles alike, but they were from different ages, different oikonomia. The ministry, the same way we have Ministry of Health, Ministry of Technology in the Federal Republic of Nigeria today, the arm of the government of heaven that gave them appointment were different. So their function and their place of assignment, their role was different. What we are telling you now is that the doctrine and the message of institutions and oikonomia, or if you want economy, from which callings, appointment, assignment, and destiny purpose is produced or necessitated still exists. That is, there is a full platform out of which the assignment of your destiny is proceeding out of. The same way there is that age from which Paul's apostolic assignment came out of, there is also an age from which your calling will proceed out of. Remember yesterday we said that this does not abolish what is. It only complements it to fulfill it. And that age is wisdom. There is a reason for that. Please pay attention. In the year of 2020, right? In the year of 2020, when 2020 was approaching, it was 2019, one of the definite words that was spoken concerning 2019 was that we are in the season or the year, the decade, and proceeding onward of the manifestation, the revelation of God's kingdom. Mind you, the manifestation and the revelation of God's kingdom is actually the destiny of all of our assignment of the earth, which we climax with the appearance of the king physically on the earth. John the Beloved, the author of the book of Revelations, say, and every eye will see him that have pierced him. That is, at the end of the day, the consummation of all our purpose and assignment is so that the kingdom will be fully revealed completely. And listen, we are dealing with a spiritual kingdom, but at the end of the day, the objective is so that the spiritual kingdom will now be a physical kingdom. And this assignment did not begin with just the apostolic age or the era, the age of the church. It actually began with the assignment of the Lord. You will remember that the Bible will speak in the Gospels that after the baptism of the Lord, he goes on to preach the gospel and said, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. For the kingdom of heaven is at hand. He said to the Pharisees, he said to them, he said, look now and see, for the kingdom of God is within you. After the Bible says in the book of Acts chapter 1, he said, after he had made himself alive by so many infallible proofs, being found with them for 40 days, speaking and pertaining and talking of things pertaining to the kingdom of God. So his assignment was to reveal that kingdom, was to manifest that kingdom. That is why you see the message of the kingdom is central in the book of the apostles. You see, they talk about the kingdom of God, the kingdom of God, the kingdom of God, the kingdom of God. Right? But listen, how will the kingdom of God be revealed? How is the kingdom of God revealed? Of course, it started with the preaching of the word of God, because he says that repent and believe in the gospel. He said the kingdom of God is at hand, repent, believe the gospel. That is, there is the preaching of the word that brings about the conversion. That preaching of the word brings the conversion of the people into the kingdom. It's a conversion process. That one aspect of revealing the kingdom. But there is still other ways of in which the kingdom will be completely manifested. I told us that the climax will be the manifestation of the literal kingdom with the Messiah literally walking the earth, which is what we will see when he returns, according to the revelation of the book of contained the book of Revelations, when he talked about the reign of the king for 1,000 years. I hope we are following.
Yes, sir.
Father, we give you praise. Listen now. Jesus also said that the King Paul also said that the kingdom of God is not in myth and in, but in righteousness, but in peace and the joy of the Holy Ghost. So there is the dimension of righteousness that still demonstrates the kingdom. Jesus said that if I by the Spirit of God cast out demons, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. So there is the power dimension of the kingdom of God, where the kingdom is manifested through the demonstration of power. Like his kingdom of God is not in speech, but in power. But listen, there is such a thing as the lifestyle of the kingdom. The lifestyle of the kingdom. The age of wisdom will demonstrate at another level the completeness of God's kingdom. For grace, for signs, for wonders, and for glory. My God. Listen, some of you are stepping, what's happening is that we are stepping into a zone, into an era that has not been before. And it has to be studied so that it can be outlined and properly labeled. I talked about the labeling of diagrams, where somebody draws a heart and then you are like, where is this? And then he begins to point it out. This is the ventricle, this is the left ventricle, the right ventricle, and then he begins to point out, this is the aorta, and then you say, oh, this is this and this is that. It has to be labeled, because so many persons will be wondering how to walk in this new order. There's going to be the adjustment of the operation of what we call a ministry or a congregation. Because we have been used to a typical setup of a pulpit and pew administration. But now, there are going to be zones and there are going to be gatherings and company that will not have the typical structure of a church or a ministry in court, but nevertheless will be a center, or what we call now an apostolic center, or a center of God where His glory is revealed and there is conversion. Maybe my word is complicated. The era of wisdom that we have entered is taking a new shape that eyes have not seen and ears have not heard. It is going to be revealed only in the prophetic, because you'll be discovering the pattern as you are proceeding in the glory. That is why there is going to be a heavy demand on the spirit of grace for insight and revelation. Let me tell you, what we are going to experience is a shift totally. A total shift. I'm prophesying and I'm telling you what will be now from the coming year, because initially He revealed the word and it was kept close. But now the word is being declared. Mind you, I was speaking to some folks. I told them, the word of God, when declared, you release the creative power that is inside. That is why when God was to create, He began to declare. The creative power that is in the Logos is revealed at the place of the declaration. So, as the word is being declared now, that future is already taking form and shape in so many persons. In the year of 2019, I saw God revealed to us from His word just clearly that there is such a thing as a prophetic destiny. And I said, wow. He said, there is a thing as a prophetic destiny. And He said, this destiny is not according to what you desire to be, what your parents wanted you to be, what you studied in school, what society wanted you to be, what your skill wanted you to be. He said, this destiny is a destiny and a future that I have contained or preserved in my word concerning individuals and sons and daughters. He said, this destiny is complete, is furnished, it is given to you. I said, okay. So that you can be this individual, but when you assess destiny in me, as I have revealed, there is no relationship between those two. It is as far as heaven is from the earth. And I'm like, okay. And the everlasting scripture that sealed that in revelation in my spirit forever was in the narrative of Saul. Say, look at Saul. He left his father's house in search of his father's livestock. And God spoke to Samuel in his hearing. He said, I will send you a young man tomorrow at about this time. Him you will anoint king over Israel. This was in 2019. The narrative of the word was playing. And then in the 9th chapter of the book of 1 Samuel, at the end part, when Saul was about to leave with his servant, he said, make your servant to pass. And as for you, stand here that I may show to thee, that I may declare to thee. The word here is dabar in Hebrew. He said that I will make known to you the word of God. And then the insight came. He said at, really, yes, the insight came at that point. He said at the place of the revelation of my word, you step into prophetic destiny. And that's what happened to Saul. He was nowhere near king, but he met the prophet who was the custodian of the prophetic revelation. And the prophet said to him, stand here. I will now unveil the word of God to you. And he said, is it not because God has anointed you captain over Israel? If you read the details of the prophetic unveiling, is at the end, he said to him, you will be turned into another man. And then the scripture said that as the young man turned to leave, he said, God gave him a new heart. How does God know people? He knows them with their heart. If God gave him another heart, it means God turned him to another man. How? Through encounter or prophetic encounter with the revealed word. This insight, some of you have heard me share this insight every time, is because it is sealed forever in my spirit that to enter into prophetic destiny, you must be where the word of God is being revealed to you. And where and when the word of God is revealed to you, you are coming to the completeness of prophecy, of the scriptures, the provisioning that scriptures has made for you. Until God's word comes to you, you have not entered reality of what is spoken. I'm saying this because we are declaring the word now, because it was given more than a year ago. But now, like the prophet Samuel, we are standing in the place of the prophetic administration, the prophetic operation and function to declare God's word to you, that you have entered into a new era. It's a creative era. It's an era that has been named by the word of the Lord to be the age of wisdom. Listen, new individuals, new order, new kinds of breed will begin to come out of Zion. Why? Because a new era has been decreed. The apostles in Jerusalem had never heard of a thing as an apostle to the Gentiles. That is why Paul always takes out his time in his epistles to detail his assignment for proper comprehension. The apostles, the people, the church in his days had not heard of a breed of a people that they will refer to as apostles to the Gentiles. Paul came out and came forth as a new order, a new kind of apostolic people, apostolic personality, apostolic office. There is going to be a new order and a breed of individuals. They are a new civilization. And I'm going to, that's going to be where we will summarize tonight. They are a new civilization, a new civilization out of the kingdom. There will be a new identity, a different technology, like we spoke about yesterday, which is method, skill. New kinds of approach, a culture that is different, a culture that is profound and deep, coming from depths of insight of kingdom activity. If these things are sounding new to you and sounding very strange because you can't really lay hold on the weight, it's because it's an era that many of us have not seen. As the scripture reveals, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard. That's the era. It's an era of what eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, but what only the Spirit of God reveals. Some of the crises that we face in our world today can only be remedied when the preached word is built into an edifice. Listen, the word of God is used not just for preaching, but for creating. Before the preaching of the word, there is the creating by the word. The word of God is used not the function of the Logos is to create. There is the preaching of the word. There is also the creating by the word. Some of the crises in our world today will only be remedied when the word that has been revealed is taken up and used to become the word that has been built. Some of us are praying for, we have a lot of crises in our world today. Moral decline. One of it is moral decline. Most of these moral declines are infiltrations that are coming from the Western world and overseas. Overseas talks about the European nations that are bounded by the Mediterranean. The Western world talks about the Americas. Today we have identity crisis and all manner of nonsense. Some of them have been legislated into law. Are you following? Legislated into law and has made to be a norm. So we have demonic spirits that the law protects. That is, they now have a dwelling place within society. It didn't come through a brute force. It came through the administration of satanic wisdom. That's why it can be defended by logic. And this is not the time, but one of the things that we will, as the year stepping into next year, will be educating us again on how all these things happen. Because you see that in the United States and in some countries of the world, abortion is legislated. That is, a woman has a right to abortion. It's not like the woman just say, let everybody, they have the right. It was a system of thinking, of thought, a false wisdom that brought us to where we are now. As much as prayer we undo it, there will still, the people that continually agitate for it will have to come into light. I'm telling you this because we have seen a portion of their thought process and the rationale that eventually ends in conclusions like this. If you look at our world today, why we have lukewarm Christians, you can tell that there is a mix. We have mixed race, mixed tribes within us. There are some of us that are maybe here and even in churches. If you listen to the content of even the music they will listen to when they are not in church, you can't tell that they are believers. But yet they still listen to they go to church and hear the word of God and they pray and study the Bible. It's because the word that has been preached, they are okay with it. But an environment has not been created that makes the preached word a living word so that it becomes part and parcel of a life. So since we didn't present the word of God as to have a front on the cultural front, they adopt a culture and still retain the word. Or nevertheless, retain Christian concepts and values. But nevertheless, their life is still mixed. The people who are not mixed race, you can tell because they have grace, they have fellowship with God, they have a personal and a working relationship with God, they walk in power, they have passion for God, they are zealous. Those kinds of people, at the end of the day, they refer to them as pastors. They call them pastor. Ah, she's a woman of God. She's a man of God. He's a man of God. Why are they giving them that identity? Because by default, they think that the nominal level or the recommended level is not what this person is professing. This person has gone beyond it. Those kinds of things and those breed of believers will have to go through a process. And this process at this point in time now will be broadcasted. There are two words for this generation. One of them is the civilization and then the cultural front. At those two realms, the word is not just preached anymore. It becomes a word that is used to create. If it's sounding complex, it's because you are stepping into a zone you don't properly know yet. And don't be off if at some point you are not getting the complete picture anymore. It's because it's an era that is being created. It's because it's a new age. Like Joshua said to the congregation in the book of Joshua chapter 3, when they were proceeding and crossing the Jordan and were going into the promised land, he told them to give space and told them that you should follow the ark because you have not passed this way before. If it's seeming complex, it's because you have not passed this way before. That is why it's the word of God will reveal it. What is somebody saying? Listen, let me give out some prophetic words that you will see. The year that we are entering, there will be a bed of wineskins that so many persons will say, what is this? Is this one also? What is this you are doing? There will be many people that if you see where somebody, the spirit of this wisdom is taking hold of them and working, you'll be asking them, what is this you are doing? Some of you, your ideology consigned even people that are elder than you, elders in the faith, will call you and ask you, what is the purpose of what you are doing? How does this fulfill God's word? It's not like they are ignorant. It's because a new way and a new technology is now in place. Every age comes with a tech. I showed us that even within the secular study, history, anthropology, archaeology, it shows that every age of man is defined by technology. The word technology refers to technique, method. methodology. It's still the same objective. I mean, in the earlier ages, talk about the Bronze and the Iron Age, they were traveling. Till this date, we still travel. But they were traveling with camels and elephants and horses and donkeys. Now we still travel from place to place. But now we use cars, we use trains, we use vessels, water vessels, we use aircrafts, but we still travel. In the near future, traveling also is about to adjust. Also, in the age of wisdom, the things that were conversion of souls will still be, but technology, spirit technology will be used. That is another method that will draw in masses. The preached word will never be abolished. Don't get my point wrong. It will be there. But what I'm saying is there is unveiling of technology because we have moved into a new advancement. Because every age comes with a technology, a change in method. So many of you, as the wisdom of God, as insight is breaking forth in your spirit, people will ask you, what is this you are doing? You know why? Wisdom always generates a what. What is this? What is this? That's why you always see they will ask the book of in the Gospels, what wisdom is this? We have stepped into a new unveiling. Fresh things. Listen, the assignment God has given to us, amongst many things, is to lead a generation into destiny. To lead a generation into destiny. When this network was instituted, the first assembly was named by revelation as the encounter with destiny. The assignment given is to lead a generation into destiny. According to the detail of that assignment, he said the destiny will be revealed via unsealing the word of God. Peter, have you heard that before?
Yes, sir.
Anyone that has been here, it remains a description of whatever we do. He said the destiny will be unveiled, revealed, bear the unsealing of the mysteries of God's word. By Paul said to us in his scripture, listen, I'm talking about Paul a lot. You notice, this is not the time to reveal some things. But you can see that out of Paul is a template and a pattern. Because the calling of the apostle Paul, we'll talk about those things. Listen, he said, we have come into an apostolic age. I share that word with us. And there's going to be the broadcast of new apostolic civilizations. Oh my God. New apostolic civilizations. I'm reigning the word so that by the time the following year comes, we'll pick up some of those words and make it known. The age of new apostolic civilizations. We're saying that the assignment among others is to lead a generation into destiny. That destiny is the unsealing of the mysteries of God's word. That is how the generation will have access to it. I just shared with you that encounter from 2019, how that he showed to me that there is such a thing as prophetic destiny, he showed to me how to enter into prophetic destiny. At the time I was seeing that thing in 2019, I was yet to know that the assignment will be given to lead generation into destiny via unsealing mysteries of God's word. I hope you get it. You understand? Yes, sir. When I was seeing that there's such a thing as prophetic, it was to me a pathway for my own life, a development of my own process. And when he showed to me that this is how you enter prophetic destiny, it was not until about a year later, I will know from the revelation of God's word that you will be given to lead a generation into destiny. How? Via the unsealing of the mysteries of the word of God. Some of you are coming into this unsealing so that you can proceed into the things written concerning you that you are yet to know. Why am I saying this? You will see that the Apostle Paul said that if you see the dispensation of the grace, Peter, can you read that in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 4? I want to strike out a point out of there. Lekoto brata kaze pranda la baba shekete le brede kedia. Rande brata kasu pele de kedia balakadia. Or Ephesians chapter 3, verse 4. Read it now. Let's start from verse 3. Listen as he reads.
How that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery, as I wrote afore in few words, whereby when ye read, ye may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ.
Start from verse 1.
Okay, sir. For this cause, I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ, for you Gentiles, if ye have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, which is given me to you word, how that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery, as I wrote before right, in full.
Can you go back to Colossians chapter 1 and verse 17 where we read yesterday? Father, we give you praise. Now, if you look at what he said, you say if you Gentiles have seen the grace of God that was given to me for your sakes, how that by revelation, Paul says that this manifestation is because of you. Why I'm pulling out that scripture is to tell you, is to show you that all this word access, we are telling you things, is because of, is for the necessity of function to play the role of actually leading you into destiny. To be able to unseal mysteries from God's word to you. Because it's an assignment and it's a role. There is going to be a profileration of apostolic wisdom. It's not that you are now called an apostle. Apostolic wisdom is the wisdom for building. Not building a physical edifice, but building according to the word of God. Paul said, as a wise master builder, I have builded. But you will realize that Paul didn't build any structure or scripture review. The building he's talking about is a network of thought, a civilization he has instituted. These things are just so deep, right? But this is to give you insight and to arm you and give you direction in what pathway to channel your search. Fresh things will emerge because it's an age of wisdom. Apostolic wisdom will drop because it's an age of apostolic wisdom, where there will be buildings by God's word. You have entered into an era of wisdom. I talked about a new breed, a new kind of people proceeding. There's always a difference between somebody from the 19th century and somebody from the 21st century. There's always a difference between somebody from antiquity, the Middle Ages, and the 19th century. When you relate with them, they are two different individuals. One of the things that we have not noticed is that when an age changes, it produces new types of people. And some of us have heard of the concept of what they call Gen Z. If you realize, they are like a different people. Especially in the culture of their days, what they call pop culture. The ones that are immersed in the culture of their days. They have a tongue. They have a speech. As a matter of fact, not just here in America, there's even Gen Z speech. There's their mannerism and their vernacular. That as an adult, you won't know what they are saying. I saw a clip that was supposed to be funny, but I don't know why it's funny, but it was funny. I now realize that I'm not in their age. I don't have their tongue. I'm not in their civilization, so it's not funny. So they were using all these their languages. And this video was made by Westerners. I had millions of views and it was very funny. But I didn't know what was funny. Why? I lack their civility. I don't have it. I'm not looking for it anyways. Civilization produces breeds of individual. There are certain things that were acceptable. It comes with a new mannerism. This is true naturally. If you come into those that are teenagers now in this world, that's why at times there's always a gap between parents and the modern teenagers. They try to understand what's going on in them. Why they are another age. Why? Because a new age breeds individuals. There are two critical reasons. Scripturally, naturally, spiritually, why it is so. It is parallel. Because all truth are. When that word came to us in August, October of 2023, the next part of it says there will be another civilization. And I said, why? Because wisdom brings a civilization. So we are proceeding into another kind of civilization. You're someone like, what is all these things he's talking about? The meetings of 2025, don't ever miss them. Because you are about to create reality. You will watch how reality is created. How wisdom forges reality. Listen, people that they call social engineers. Let me tell you. I read something about things that was in 19 something, I can't remember the date, about something they call, referred to as radical students for a civil society, something like that. They wanted to implement a system of how government should be run. This was in America. So they did a rally and a protest, but then they lost. And so when they lost, they now resolved to two conclusions. They said, a group of them said, we are going to march to the White House. What that meant was that they will start running for government, step into government, and start implementing their ideas. Are you listening to that? They'll step into government, and then they'll start implementing their ideas. The next group said no. Them, they will enter into the university and nurture the next generation. Let me tell you, that next generation is what is giving birth to all these things happening in America. Let me tell you, what the future of today that we are seeing, what the generations are immersed in popular culture, it was engineered. Some people knew where they were going. They were patient enough to engineer it. But that's what happens when we operate with a short-sighted approach, not giving thought as to how the tomorrow will be. But these guys were patient enough because they knew that they were planting a seed that will produce fruit in the near future. So many agitators of what you will say are abominable are children of that strategy. Of not the ones that went into White House, the ones that got into the university cities and polluted the next generation with philosophies and ideologies. It's a well-known stuff. If you want more details of it, if you reach out to me after the meeting, I'll tell you exactly what to read to get information about what I'm talking about. There is always a difference between two people from different age. Why? Civilization breeds new. There is going to be the fresh release of individuals with other kinds of abilities. Gifts. Oh my God. Listen, you have entered into an age of wisdom. There's the individuals that will be proceeding will come with a culture, a tongue, a learning, a perception. They will have a technology. Not physical. I told you technology is skill and methodology. How things are being done. Technology means the study, systematic study of skill. The application of skill, whatever it is. There's going to be a new technology for it. So, I reveal and present to you this word that there is an age called wisdom. And we have entered into that age. My assignment by the word of the Lord is to reveal to you these mysteries that you may proceed and have access to them and see yourself in this world. There are many of you here that there are inventions inside you, creative ideas. Some of those inventions are ideas. Some of them are companies. Some of them are businesses. Some of them are products. All of those connect into what we are talking about. There are individuals here that are inventors of companies. And I don't mean company as a company. I mean groups, network, communities that are saddled with particular visions of tackling things, of solving problems. There are some of you that are inventors of new methods. I know some of you have heard about the Oresanya report. Yeah. Of how that had to do with government policies to maximize productivity. the head of the community or the group that did that research and published that report, the elder is actually an elder in the church where I worship. That ideal, and you could see there was a lot of buzz about it earlier in the year, of about the implementing of that, of the ideas and the policies that were contained in that report. I told us a story in the United States more than 2 decades ago, how that the social welfare program of the United States had come to a state where it was becoming an issue because they were paying idle people to wallow in idleness and social dysfunction. And so a man published a research on how to tackle it. That research he published, I wish I could capture his name now. He got the ideas from studying the history of the church. And those ideas that was contained in his book was implemented in George Bush's administration. Listen, that's an invention. That's an innovation. As we have proceeded, watch out for the stream of insight coming your way. Leko rapaka sibrata kato poshkete peledegedia repeketia pakatusia. Stream of insight and revelations coming your way. Because the identity, remember we said that it changes the individual. That change of the individual will begin to occur inside you. Why? Because you are in a new civilization. A new civilization. A new civilization. By the word of the Lord. Civilization is not a secular thing. It's what is true. If you read scriptures from Genesis to Revelation, you will see the progression of civilization. You will see that the world in Abraham's days was not the same world as at the time of the Apostle Peter or the Apostle Paul. They had boats, they had ship, they had an organized government system, they had a financial system. There was nothing like tax in the days of Abraham or in the book of Genesis as much as it was in the days of Jesus Christ. Why? It was a civilization. If you, scripture moves. There is a new age. It's called wisdom. There is a new age before us. We are in it. We are getting into it. It will come with a new identity. Many of you are being turned into new individuals. Individuals of light. In the name of Jesus. Go ahead. Give him praise. Bless his name. Worship him. Glorify him. Leko shandala barata ko sheppeketias. Rekentolo barata shendele bereketias. Ripanda paratu sheketele barate kusia baladia. Bless his name. Thank you. Thank him. Thank him. Thank him. Thank you, my Lord. In Jesus' most precious name,
amen.
We have prayed.
Amen.
The future is real. Every word of God is true. Every word of God is true. Every word of God is true. It will come to pass. It will come to pass.
Amen.
Every word of God is true. It will come to pass. No matter how complex it's sounding to you now, it will still come to pass. Isaiah said to the king, he said, a virgin shall bring forth. He sounded like a madman. Then, almost 450 years later, indeed a virgin brought forth. Every word of God is true. It will come to pass. Every word of God is true. It will come to pass. No matter how complicated it's sounding in your hearing now, every word of God is true. It will come to pass. When it does come to pass, you will now be saying, oh, this is this. Oh, this is it. Oh, this is it. Oh, this is that. There are many of you, there are structures that are building up inside you. What is left for you now is to stretch forth your hands now and let the word of God and the spirit of God begin to direct you on what to lay and to lay. Father, we pray. Every word of God is true. It will come to pass. So, in wisdom, watch. Like we have said, and we continue to say, it may be sounding new, strange. It's because it's the new reality. There are certain things that I am not able to clearly label and outline within this meeting. I perceive already that there are things that will be shared as we cross over into the year 2025. When an assembly is called next, it's for further clarity. This is not just an era of somebody being over. No, this is an era of kings, company with kings. So everyone here has his potential inside of them to lead a company. One of the words we received in 2020 was the word on networks. 2020, I was in the north. As I was using, we're just doing something, and then the word of God came and said, let my people build networks. Let my people build networks. He said, there's going to be a company of people that shall rise together. Say, let my people build networks. Some of us here, children of God, don't understand the leverage of partnership. But the secular world does. I spoke with somebody the other time. He was into fintech. I have somebody who is into the technology of it. And I said to him, I said, this person does this thing that you don't do, even though it's in your field. The person also does not have this. Why don't you people work together? And we're like, oh, that's true. He said 2020, I think that was on the 7th of December, 2020. Let my people build networks. And to that effect, we held a meeting in December of that year that was titled Networks. Many persons are aware of that meeting. That word has not faded away. Build your groups. Build your groups. Build your groups. You are here on a network. God is going to lay in your heart also to start a network. It may not be a preaching program network, but it's going to be a network of a common vision with a common burden, a common approach, a common assignment. Like we've said before, there's going to be the emergence of structures. August 2023, we had the assembly of structures that was titled Building Systems of Glory. If you have not listened to the messages on that audio, download all of it. The assembly of structures, Building Systems of Glory. You are now at the moment of destiny. He said the future is now. The future. The future is here. It is the future that is being spoken of. It is the era. The future is now. You are in the future. And this future is by the word of God. Because anything that is of God was created by the same word. As it is my prayer that as you proceed, you will find these words reverberating in your spirit, giving you direction and hope in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Therefore, I decree and declare that every storm and any storm of anyone's life currently is averted in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
That whatever the issue is, whatever the issue is, God will give you grace. Grace. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. There's somebody here, the word of God to you is saying that the trials are just for a moment. It's just for a moment. The trial is just for a moment. It won't last forever. The trials are just for a moment. The trials are just for a moment. Do not lose hope of the ultimate vision of your life. The trials are just for a moment. God Himself will confirm every word that you have received tonight and even in this season in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I welcome you to a new age. Your civilization has changed.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Congratulations.
Go ahead, give Him praise. Thank Him. Worship Him. Adore Him. Glorify His name. In Jesus' most precious name we have prayed.
Amen.
I welcome everybody again to Kingdom Global Network. I'm seeing that we have quite some new persons that are here, and some of our people, obviously they couldn't make it for this period of meeting. You are welcome. The audios for this meeting will be published shortly so that you can hear again. The Age Called Wisdom Part 1 and then the Civilization of Wisdom, or however we caption it, will be available shortly from this moment. There are also messages on the platform that we recommend that you listen to. There are a host of them. We have talked about the assembly of structures, building systems of glory. As we are speaking now, the link to that messages will be dropped. We have audios like building systems of glory. If you are somebody who has, God is putting you a vision to start a company, a vision to head an organization, to have a business or whatever, you have to have insight on what it means to build systems of glory. That's why it was captioned assembly of structures, building systems of glory by the mouth of the Lord. And also, with respect to the things of nature, we have two messages that I recommend for some persons. I'm going to recommend it today. We have Heaven on Earth Part 1 and 2, which is the fellowship of heaven's mysteries and the fellowship of heaven's companies. We talked, that message came by utterance. I've told some of us that day, that was not the message that was prepared. As we opened our mouth to speak, they changed the assignment. And so everything you are detailing was coming via inspiration, prophetic inspiration at the moment. It came as a prophetic word. So Heaven on Earth 1 and 2, you have to listen to it. You can use it as your retreat season. As you go into January, most ministries and churches that we are part of will be going on a fasting program. As you are fasting, you are listening to it. It will help you and it will change you. Hopefully, we may have an assembly in January. Who knows? Only God knows. But if an assembly is called, you also be here. It's going to be further illumination of what we are going to be in the midst of. Right? Also, there is a Google form. A Google form is just a slip. It's the counterpart or the equivalent of a physical slip that is given to you when you attend a church or a ministry. There's a Google slip form that will be sent into the platform now. please, it will just take you only 1 or 2 minutes to feel it. Just 1 or 2 minutes to feel it. Once you press the link on your phone, it will display a form for you. You just enter your details and what it requests for you and submit it. And that will be all. Also, there's also a WhatsApp channel, a WhatsApp platform for this network. And sometimes, in as much as we post, we notice that people in this part of the world, and most people don't chat on Telegram, so they are not active on Telegram. Most people just join channels on Telegram and some groups on Telegram. So, but most people in this part of the world are active on WhatsApp. So, details and information on what is going on, where we are going, if we are going to have a physical meeting, the location is going to happen, will be shared on the WhatsApp channel and also on this channel. So, you can join the WhatsApp channel also, WhatsApp platform also, so that you will be updated on activities as they proceed, right? Also, we are sure that God has done one thing or the other. It's not a tangible miracle of healing. It's a miracle of the mind, miracle of divine direction, miracle of impartation, miracle of healing, miracle in any sort, or just a testimony that God has done for you within this period, or in any of the meetings. We get testimonies from people that are listening to audios that have already been published. So there are abundant testimonies. Please, would like to hear with it, hear from you, so that we can also celebrate God with you. The admin channels are also available, and very soon we'll create a testimony link where you can share testimonies. I think we'll work on that. After today, we'll have a testimony link. You just type in your testimony and submit, and we'll have your testimonies. All right. And also, like we said, the audio for this meeting will be available within a week or so. Once it comes, listen to it again. Keep listening. Keep listening. There are messages on my phone that are 8 years old. 8 years old. They'll be 8 years old by next year. I still listen to them. There are messages I've been listening to for 8 years. I listen to it. I just keep listening. 8 years. You have a message for 8 years. Messages. Those particular messages, they remain on the phone. So you can't capture, understand everything that was said tonight all at once. No, it's not possible. Even though you try, there are some things that were left out. So once the messages are published, download it and listen. The discipline of listening is relevant to fulfilling destiny. The discipline of listening. The ear that will not hear will not be established. That's what the book, Bible says in the book of Isaiah. It says, if they shall not hear, they won't be established. So, these words will have to come to you as a divine revelation. Hallelujah. I believe that would be a summary of it. Does any one of us from the people that are still with us tonight have a testimony to share with us just within this moment? You can just lift up your hands. Just a testimony, something like that. You can signify by pressing the button on your phone that says raise hands up, and then we'll be given the opportunity for that to be done. Also, that testimony link will be available by midnight tonight. Hallelujah. I decree it's a new day, it's a new season. God bless you for staying and tuning in. And I know you will have a wonderful transition into the new year. And listen, great things are set for the coming year. The fact that this word was delayed through 2024, it showed that 2024 was not the year to reveal it. It as we are entering 2025 is the time to reveal it. So somebody is like saying, 2024, how did it go? God is saying to you, hold on. 2024 was a transition year. You were in the hallway. Now the door is about to swing open for you. For many of you, someone said, I can't make sense of 2024. I don't even know what I used the year for. It was a transition year. It was a hallway year. The doors are opening for you in the year you are entering. And you will testify to that effect. Father, we give you praise. Blessed be your holy name. The messages we spoke of have been published on the platform. You can go ahead and pick them up to the praise and glory of your name. We give you praise, Father. Let everyone that is living here tonight will live with a deposit of a spiritual gift, a deposit of an encounter. There are some of you who live here today with a deposit of an encounter. When you live here, you know something landed on you. Something was done over you. Something was done in you. In the name of Jesus. God bless you.
Amen.
Something was done over you. Something was done in you. Everyone will be living here with a weight of glory. You will sense there's a new weight of glory, a new impartation, an awakening, a revival in your spirit, a grace upon you. In Jesus. Most precious name.
Amen.
Pay attention to the next meeting because it will solidify our stand in the things that have just been revealed. Father, will give you praise. 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 Anyone there that a prayer healing need, you will not step into the new year with that affliction. You will not enter 2025 with that affliction. You will not enter 2025 with that sickness in your body. That's the verdict. You will not enter this new year with any affliction in your body. So any affliction in anyone's body now, I'm speaking to somebody in particular, as you are transiting into the new year, you won't even tell when it left you. You are not permitted to enter the new year with any affliction. In the name of Jesus. So we establish that verdict and it will come to pass. In the name of Jesus.
Healing is released.
Deliverance is released. In Jesus' name. It is done. It is done. Say your closet. It is done. It is done.
It is done.
It is done. Whatever you are trusting God for, it is done. Your expectations, it is done. It is done. It is done. It is done. It is done for your life. Whatever your expectations are for this season and for the new year, I pronounce over them this incense and this offerings, this offering, that it is done. It is done. It is done. In the name of Jesus. It is done. God bless you.
Amen.
Listen and follow the instructions that has just been given. And the joy of the Lord will remain your strength. In Jesus' most precious name we have prayed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Jesus is God.